and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Thank you for listening, and we pray that you have been blessed. Our ministry is excited to announce that our blessed pastor, Dr. John E. Montgomery II, will be celebrating his 60th birthday this entire month of January 2020. And we are inviting you, our faithful radio audience, to join us in celebrating this anointed man of God. We are extending the opportunity for you to sow a seed into the life of this deserving man of God. You can send your gift by Cash App to DRJEM2 or PayPal at jmim1130@gmail.com. Or mail your love offering to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call 225-927-0577. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT.
James Brodnick's Alex series presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick's.
Hey, God bless you in greetings and that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. This is your friend, Apostle James Brodnick's, and I tell you, I am excited on today. Yes, I am. I am excited about what God is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. And I believe that the child of God, the believer, shall have plenty in 2020. Well, 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Yes, beloved child of God, I'm going to give you my prayer line number today. I want to pray with you and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. You know, prayer is where the action is. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 7, he said, "Ask and it shall be given." He says, "Seek and you shall find." He said, "Knock. In the door, it shall be open unto you." You know, I love verse 8, Matthew 7 and 8. And verse 8 says that everyone that asked, they received. Everyone that went seeking, they found. Everyone that knocked, yes, the door, it was open. Yes, beloved child of God, I believe when you dial this number, God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. That number is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Again, that number is 318-754-0382. You are just one dial away from your breakthrough. Pick up that telephone and dial right now. Well, if you're listening to this broadcast in New Orleans, Louisiana, and all of the surrounding areas, I want you to get ready to meet us this Thursday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Yes, the big first month healing and blessing meeting will be in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Hilton Garden Inn by the airport. 4535 Williams Boulevard in Canna, Louisiana. All seats are free. No admission at the door. Yes, I will be praying for the sick and the suffering, and for you that need a miracle. Yes, Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., all roads will be leading to the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn, located at 4535 Williams Boulevard in Canna, Louisiana. Meet me there, New Orleans, and I'm telling you, you're going to meet your miracle. Yes, that's Thursday and Friday night, each night at 7:30 p.m. Well, the Minister of Music from Houston, Texas, will be there with me. Yes, Brother Dwayne is going to be there, and I believe it's going to be an awesome time there in New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, we're going to be there at the Hilton Garden Inn, 4535 Williams Boulevard in Canna, Louisiana. And that's on Thursday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Yes, the big first month blessing and healing meeting with Apostle James Broadnax. But right now, I'm going to take you into one of our Master Key Faith Building Crusades. And I was teaching and preaching under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let's go into that service right now.
Come on, I wish I had somebody to tell the Lord thank you up in this house. This woman here now, watch this right here. This woman here, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. He done ignored her. Disciples done said, send her away. And then Jesus come back and said, hey, woman, let me get you straight. I'm not even sent to your kind. Why are you messing with me? I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's enough to make you say, I tell you what, that's all right. I go myself. But watch her, Queen Jean. Watch her, man. What did she do? She just stayed right there. Look at somebody and tell them, you got to stay right there. Go ahead, read that word.
Then came she and worshiped him.
Ho, ho! Sister Smith, maybe you can help me out with this one. You got to help me out with this. Hold up now. Y'all look at me. Now, you done ignored me. Disciples done said, send her away. Then he comes and said, I'm not even sent to your kind of your race, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, Reverend Smith, watch this right here. I want to do something to him, but I don't think it's called worship.
Not at all.
It ain't called. What I want to do is not called worship. Because look at here in the hall. Look how you talking to me. Watch this right here. But yet her faith was so locked in on deliverance for her child, she just began to ignore all of that stuff and began to worship him. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, come on. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm almost done. But you would think now, after the worship, you're supposed to always get what you want. Huh? So she shifted and said, let me worship him. But watch this. I'm thinking now, after the worship, he going to say, just go your way. Your daughter healed. But let's see what happened after the worship. Read the word.
Then came she and worshiped him, saying,
Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
But he answered and said, It is not me.
Oh, y'all, he hitting hard here. To take the children's bread
and to cast it to dogs.
Come on. Yeah. Y'all wouldn't believe it, but just Jesus talking here. Come on here. He said, I can't take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. In other words, saying the woman had a dog mentality. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? No, she didn't have a dog mentality. She had a made-up mind of what she wanted. I wish I had help in here. Come on here. She had a made up mind. She said, now, Jesus, listen, I done heard enough about you. I know you got what I need. You got what I want. And I came here to get it. And when I leave here, I'm going to have it. I wish I had help in here. See, that's the same way we got to get in this hour. We got to have our mind made up. Come on here. That we ain't worried about nobody telling us no, because we know God done said yes. I wish I just had somebody want to have a little bit of church. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, who is the devil
to tell you no when God done said yes. Do I have any help in here? Do I have anybody in here that God done told you yes, but look like the devil is doing everything to try to keep it from happening? But I need somebody want to have a little bit of church. Then look at your neighbor and say, hey, neighbor, do you want to have a little bit of church? And if the neighbor said no, find you another seat and get another partner. Because look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to talk my way. I'm going to talk myself out of my dilemma. Do I have any help in here? Now look at that neighbor and say, hold your hand up and give him a high five. And say, neighbor, 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 who is the devil to tell you no when God done said yes? God done said yes. I'm giving you the home. Even though your credit is bad, ain't got money for a down payment, but that's all right, because God said yes. And if God said yes, I'm working with the favor report. Can you say yeah? I didn't say the credit report. I said the favor report. Can you say yeah? You go ahead and work with your credit score, but I'm gonna work on building my faith score. Can you say yeah? If I build my faith score will do an override on my credit score. Somebody clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. It ain't no real miracle for you to go to the dealership. You got an 800 credit score. They tell you nothing now with a low interest rate. That ain't no miracle. It's a real good blessing. Can you say yes and yes? But when your credit score is at an all-time low, can you say yes and yes? Down in the 400s, and you drive a brand new vehicle off of the lot with no money down, can you say yeah? Now that is a miracle. Can you say yeah? Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm believing God for a miracle. Can you say yeah? I'm about to get happy in here. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, that very thing you want is within your reach right now. Can you say yeah? I got to let it go, but before I let it go, I'm gonna email the devil and let him know that we're not going down, we going up. We're not going under, but we going over. And if God said it, it's already a done deal. And when you know that it's a done deal, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. In the midst of the fight, you can nod your head, you can clap your hands, you can pat your feet, you can go ahead and shout right now. Say yeah! Somebody say yeah! Oh! I need about 9 folk to jump up like a jack out the box and shake hands with 3 people and tell them to, neighbor, if you don't quit, you're gonna get what you want. Gonna get what you want. Don't quit, Brother P. You're gonna get what you want. Don't quit, Sister Smith. You're gonna get what you want. Brother Curtis, don't quit.
Well, beloved child of God, We are almost at the close of another Master Key Faith Building Program. Yes, if you don't quit, you're going to get what you want. That one.